as the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, Juana Madonna. For the purpose of education, critique, and review, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
Yes, we are up to Madonna Uniquities number 3.
Madonna, 2003, was in a movie called Swept Away, I Just Saw. Watch that movie. Let us know what you think of Madonna's acting, because let me tell you...
Is that the one that was filmed in Britain?
Was on a deserted island. So maybe it could have been filmed
in Britain. That could
have been Britain. Yes, you don't know. But you know what? We're not Madonna, but we put out some good, good lyrics. Meaning, listen to this.
Listen to this. So, this is where we're starting to review Madonna's career with all kinds of rarities and forgotten things from the 80s and 90s and just getting down and doing it the way we should be doing it.
Do you mean, as nerdlings, I'm going to say it because we have another podcast, Nerdling yes. Podcast, that we're nerds and Madonna... was part of our nerd thing, like you wanted like Farrah's picture on the wall.
Yeah.
You wanted Madonna, and
wanted
it's like,
Madonna,
you know,
yeah.
The material version.
Madonna was our version of Farrah Fawcett in the 80s.
Oh,
you have to put it that way.
She is still even today, Madonna. Why aren't you on this podcast listening to us, Madonna? We will try that later.
So for the first track, I have pulled out something from the Virgin Tour.
Oh, I saw that Virgin Tour. 1985. Madison Square Garden.
Oscar Madison Square Gardens?
Yes, and you know who opened up for them?
I was going to ask you if you knew. The Beastie Boys.
Yep, Brass Monkey.
6-song set, 30 minutes
yep.
as an opening act.
Yep.
What a way to kickstart your career.
Well, let me tell you how the tour ended. They all took off their clothes, threw their sneakers, shoes. Everybody chased Madonna around on stage with a bra. She was and still is our 80s pinup girl.
So, Madonna would be painted on the front of the old warplane from World War II. Because she's your babe, you know?
Oh,
imagine that.
Imagine her breaking your bombs.
So, I'm only going to tell you the song is like a virgin, but then there's an Easter egg in there for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is, okay? This is from Detroit. The stopover in Detroit, May 25th and 26th. 1985, in front of 24,382 fans, here's Madonna.
Thank you.
okay, name that Easter egg.
Michael Jackson's Billie Jean.
Yeah. Now, you saw the Virgin Tour live, correct?
Yes, 14 years old.
Because
Madison Square Garden, and it was exactly like that. You feel like you're back in your seat as a kid now.
Yeah.
Like when that kid jumped on there with the Madonna shirt,
the kid running on stage.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels. Like you're back in 1980 something.
Yeah.
You're a young kid, and this was like this made your whole year or your whole life. I'm going to see Madonna.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how they put it.
I never could afford to buy the video cassette, so I would have to go to Blockbuster Video and rent the thing. Bring it home on a Friday, binge on it for 2 days, and then return it.
Yeah, it's just like I said, I got blessed to live in North Jersey, and I got to go to Madison Square Garden and be in the concert area. It was really different up there.
Because I always, for that video VHS tape, I would take my old boombox recorder, put it up to the TV, and record it off of the videotape, playing through the speaker-to-speaker, just so I could have it to listen to.
And you know what's neat about that? It was a live version.
Yes, that's the other thing.
So it was like another bootleg.
Yeah, and I mean, I was into the bootlegs. The whole Billie Jean thing, that should have been out there more so. So we get a chance to revisit that right here, right now.
Yeah.
Now, here's my wonderment of prediction, okay? U2 is getting ready to go on their 30th anniversary album tour of the Joshua Tree.
Wow.
You're going to play the whole album live and everything. How far away are we from Madonna going to recreate the whole Virgin Tour live again?
She toured, about 3 years ago?
Yeah, but it was a different tour.
Yeah.
But do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Doing that video, song for song, dance step for dance step, again.
The question is with Madonna, Madonna doesn't like to go back.
Yeah.
She likes to reinvent and go forward.
Yeah.
But
if she can create it and make you think that she thought of it, it's like with the song Vogue. Okay, the Vogue was out there in the gay community of New York and stuff. She took it, and I'm not saying she stole it, but she made branding of her own on it. Okay?
Yes,
correct?
You're right there. Who knows with Madonna, with her reinventing, recreation,
what's old is new again.
Exactly.
So, Madonna, I'm just bookmarking this right now. I'm saying it. The idea, I take it. I don't care. But I think you should recreate and redo the Virgin Tour again.
That's it. Play some blackjack, Vegas. I don't mean it like that, but I'm polite.
So we get to our next track. The news media really... The news media did not really dawn on this next track at all very well. I wish they would have. I kind of saw it and tracked it down through the back pages of Rolling Stone or Famous Mabel's Doomsday Vault.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be getting lower. Does she have like secret crevices and compartments? We push a button. Madonna!
You know, when you go into Mabel's Doomsday Vault, you have to put a string on yourself, like the astronaut going out of the space capsule, so you can make sure your way out. So, Mabel, Mom, do you got your string on?
Wow. Mabel, do you have your string? And I bet you have every plate counted to the last one. If somebody steals it, you give them hell.
So here's our results from the last podcast. Okay?
Been waiting.
We were doing Live to Tell, the original demo, up against Cherish with a vocal filter. Okay? And which one were you enticing and liking the most?
Live to Tell, I think.
I was digging on Cherish, the vocal filter. Okay? So Cherish vocal filter came in with 54 votes. Live to Tell, the original demo, wins with 63.
Yeah, see, there's something intertwined with her, with Sean Penn, Christopher Walken, that whole mesh.
Mr. Madonna's husband.
Yeah, that whole mesh was just incredible back, which started her career.
Yeah. So, I'm not trying to be a downer, because we're kind of going out on a little bit of a sad note, but a tribute note on this, because I like the way she did this. This is from May 22nd, last year, almost a year ago at this date, at the Billboard Music Awards.
Here in Vegas, right?
I believe so. Or Los Angeles, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I thought they have the Billboard Awards here, but I guess they have like the country ones. No, I think it was here at MGM, because MGM's hosted
it's
the Billboard Awards for a while.
Or is at the park, you know?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, Madonna and Prince did this song, Love Song, on the... there's a few other fragments out there, but anyway, This is Madonna paying tribute to Prince, doing her version of Nothing Compares to You, and then we're going to let it play in, because then Stevie Wonder joins her on stage, and they go on the audience outro of Purple Rain.
Wow.
Town Road.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
Only one time wanted to see you like me.
Only wanna see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Ooh. Purple rain, purple rain.
Thank you, Prince Rogers Nelson,
yes,
for all that you have given us. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, what do you think of going on the outro for that?
Speechless. That is a tremendous way they ended last year's American Music Awards.
The Billboard Music Awards.
Billboard Music Awards.
Another awards show.
Okay, so that is definitely Vegas. Long story short, that just makes you sad and blows your mind.
Yep,
We're not immortal.
My first thought is, let's not put him up for a vote, but no, let's put him up for a vote. We should. It's Michael Jackson. It's Prince. Why not? It's 80s.
Why not 80s?
It's the nerd thing to do.
Yeah, but that really takes you down a notch or five. You know, it's like
it
you
does.
Grow up with this.
It does.
And it's like it still hurts because we're nerds.
It was only a year ago.
Yeah. You know,
and I mean, as we record this, it's up on Friday, but it was pretty much within a few weeks a year ago when Prince died. What have you done? I mean, I've done a lot in the past year that's gone by, but you know, it makes you stop and think.
It's kind of like doing something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Like going out and being some kind of positive and creative or just smiling is better than nothing.
Donating blood,
yes,
is something.
It's positivity, which a lot of these performers speak in their music, and the hurt and the pain that they went through. And based on Prince's life, I don't think he had it easy like none of us do. But
no.
He was blessed, and he entertained millions of us with his creativity and his God bless voice and be able to write his music. And I'll tell you what, it changes your life if you're a nerd.
Yep.
Because if you remember when that movie came out, it was like, wow.
I borrowed in an indefinite time period the vinyl album of Purple Rain.
Wow.
And I don't think I finally returned it about 8 months later to my friend Brian.
There you go. Hey, Brian, Purple Rain, thumbs up.